Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.
Hey, it is that time again. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. You are listening to Alvin Hollinger III, AH3, to many, Papi Chocolate to some. And I am a thinker and I am a blogger. I'm out of Houston, Texas. Definitely check the archives to learn how this originated. And I thank you for being on this journey with me and expressing my thoughts on a broader scale. And may I find more of my tribe out there so that we can all come together and, as I would say, unpack or take the takeaways in our lives that will help us to have a better experience. This is episode 3, titled, Sexual Politics and Male Emotional Availability. And I know some people have been waiting for this because throughout my blogging on my Facebook page, which is where I do my most dominant blogging or writing, facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1, III. I often talk about the theme of sexual politics. What is sexual politics? Sexual politics is something that everybody knows, because if you are an adult with a reasonable or even strong sexual relational drive, you want to be with somebody, you are interacting with people in order to achieve that state or maintain that state of connection relationally or sexually, because it's a part of our nature. It's a part of our experience as being a human. And so sexual politics is the understanding of mating, but also with the context of understanding influence and power, either by or over someone. In the streets, they call it the game. It's very familiar. Everyone has kind of a visceral understanding of it. And so I wanted to take on a small aspect today that came outside of me while I was doing my little Facebook perusing. I get inspired and I write something. I don't even know where the damn words come from, honestly, people. It just drops. Call it a gift, call it a talent, call it what you want. I do am appreciative that it impacts people's lives. I am very so. And if it touches somebody's life in a way and helps them to get past something or refine their thought process or feelings about something, that's a win in my book all day. Anyway, I wanted to share certain ones with you that you can see on my page as well, and how they weren't related per se. They just are tied in into the theme that we're talking about today. And here's what I wanted to do. Well, the first one that I wanted to talk about is actually just a small reminder or a credo that just kind of makes simplicity in life. Not necessarily sexual politics related, but it ties in. It says, choose your cause. Hashtag choose your cause. Hashtag live your life. And the third one I love the best. Hashtag fuck the rest. You got to focus on the essentials in your life, people. I have to focus on the essentials in my life. I have a certain pride about getting to a point of living my life with not just passion and sincerity and calmness, but also just a holistic efficiency so that I can experience the most out of this life, even in the bad things or the things that don't go my way. So this hashtag credo that just popped up in my head was like, there, yeah, that's it. Choose your cause. Everybody got cause. Everybody got a passion. Everybody has things that they get triggered upon, want to go to war for, at least want to debate endlessly about. You got to choose that, and you probably don't need too many. You got too many, you're going to be spread out with your thought process. You're going to be all over the place. You're going to be a hot mess. And unless you want to have an experience of being a hot mess, you might want to refine your causes. Because especially on these interwebs, there's always going to be somebody that's going to trigger you or try to throw you off or try to tell you how much of an idiot you are. You got to know your convictions. And of course, live your life. Get off offline. And actually interact with people. We've lost a lot of our social skills because we rely now on this digital, I guess you could call it like a digital spoon or like a digital arm lens thing, because it gives us certain editing powers over the people that we interact with. You don't have to be a full-blown extrovert to enjoy connecting, associating with people offline, but you do need a measure of it to navigate your environment beyond just asking for or gathering things. There is a certain uniqueness in order to interact with people offline, especially when it comes to those you're attracted to, the opposite sex. So that's what I wanted to say about that one. That was on a few days ago. Another one that I had starts to get into our subject of sexual politics. Sexual politics actually doesn't start once you mature into the place where you're trying to get a mate. It starts way before that. And I'm about to go through a little street psychology or pop psychology. Okay, so here's what I have. I said, troubled mothers create two types of men. Emotionally cut off men who see women as animals to manage to get their benefits from, or overly accommodating men who beg or bargain for cooperation from women. Both men are emotionally imbalanced and become propagators of yet more troubled women who propagate troubled men. The wise and the strong get healed, oftentimes alone. I forget exactly how this idea came across me. I think maybe a few days ago, it was just kind of in the back of my mind as I was looking at certain patterns that certain men or types of men have with the women in their life. I think on the end, when I was talking about the man who is emotionally cut off and sees women only as animals to manage and get benefits from, it was a video that I saw from YouTube, a guy, and this brother, he's got four women in his rotation right now. And of course, you know, rotation, your stable is your connections to the opposite sex in some type of relational or sexual way that you have fairly recurring. You may not deal with them every day, but they kind of float in and float out of your situation because of relational aspects, romantic aspects, sexual aspects. And so this dude was up to the ceiling with the four women that he was dealing with. One was his wife, another one was his mistress, and the other two were others on the periphery that he likes to indulge with. And all four of them at the same time while he was having his while he was coming back from a vacation from them, starts to blow up his phone and hit him up about various things and their need for him. Actually, one was the one he was mad at was one that was not giving him enough attention. So he goes off on a tirade, talking about how just absolutely frustrated he is because they won't give him his space or basically give him what he needs. He also addresses that most of the girls, except for the wife, because he's got legal restrictions with her, are replaceable. He made it very emphasized that they were replaceable. In other words, he was trying to put fear into them about the fear of loss. It was a great example of a man who is emotionally disconnected out of the name of survival. Now, did he have a troublesome parent? I don't know. But what's evident is the management of the emotions, even when handling several women at a time, for being a skilled man in connecting with women, something was off. There was a disconnect because he reached his boiling point way too high. The other one was a comedy sketch. Now that I remember, it was a comedy sketch about this man, and he was talking about dating or really having sex with a fat woman for the first time. And he goes through his spiel, and throughout his thought process, you could hear little things about how everything was designed. Everything, like to the exception of his own desires, everything in his interaction with women was designed to fully accommodate to her. Well, some of you may say, well, what's so bad about that? Well, it's not even about the waiter size of woman. It's about his thought process. His thought process in dealing with this woman in the comedy sketch was all fear-based. And it was accommodating in a way that did not give space for him in the interaction. That's where the issue came about. Like, one part of the instance was he felt in his mind that the woman would be more turned on to have sex with him if he took her to an all-male review so that the male stripper could get her aroused, because he felt that, okay, well, the male stripper gets her aroused, then it's going to make her more likely to have sex with me. And that was just one aspect of it. But it was a good, and it was a funny skit. Or not skit, it was a funny bit from a comedian. But I could hear that. But yes, sometimes men can be too accommodating to the needs of the woman that he's focused on, to the point that he forgets what he's interested in. He's forgetting his value in coming to the environment. And both of those can be extreme situations in which can really throw a man off. And not only the sexual department or relational department, it throws the man off in other aspects of his life too, because his lack of emotional connection can create drama from the women that he has in his life, or him constantly trying to appeal or chase women that are not available for him can throw him off and from not having time and mental energy towards other things that can help enhance his life. The other part of that, what I said, the wise and strong get healed oftentimes alone, is sometimes that's what you have to do. You gotta sit it out. You gotta find value for yourself. You got to assess your talents and your strengths, and you have to be fine with taking an opportunity to try to get to meet people who just don't see that value or that sense of arousal or that oomph or whatever you want to call it. Because if you don't, it's going to eat at you. Or if you are the emotionally distant type, you got to learn how to connect a little bit more better than just learning a protocol for being arousing to a woman to the point to where you have sex with her, you interact with her, but other than her other non-sexual stuff, you are just absolutely annoyed or have a sense of disdain about it because you automatically fear that her opening up to you is a ploy for manipulation. Negative manipulation and not inspiration or just sharing intimacy with you. All right, so the last one that I wrote was this. I said, radical ownership dictates that we are responsible for everything that happens to us on a certain level. There are no victims, just experiences that teach what we desire and don't desire in life. This is where boundaries and self-assigned judgments come into play and how we choose to express relating and being related to. Boundaries too strict or too loose will create an internal frustration that permeates one's life. The journey is finding the right flow between freedom, restriction, judgment, pleasure, and discipline for yourself. As individuals will experience with more awareness of their power, they can change their experience. Example, overly drained women need to adjust their boundaries, pick a different man from a different arousal pattern for themselves. Many have not accepted they are on some level attracted to draining men. And wise men know not to drain or be drained by women. They may go for similar women, but they will themselves out of the pattern at some point. The consequences will mount up too much, and the lack of empathy and mounting set of consequences will add up. And so that is where we're going with this. This is a highly free, highly flexible, highly subjective culture that we live in now. Like, traditionalism is like becoming the alternative lifestyle in our culture. So we're going to have to operate on a more individually aware yet emotionally pliable and manageable way if you want to have some semblance of sanity in this culture and connecting, dealing with the opposite sex, for building relational sexual situations, whatever you desire. But I want to emphasize the last part about the wise men know not to drain or be drained by women. We live in a culture right now at this time where women are given a lot of freedoms. They're also given a lot of enablements, coping mechanisms, exceptions, whatever you want to call it, to not really look as hard in the mirror as a man does until they get much older and they're charm factor and beauty factor is not much of a factor in their connecting with men. But in the meantime, men have to deal with harsher and starker consequences, generally speaking, if they're not the exception that women make exceptions for. And so you find yourself as a man having to carry a certain responsibility so that you don't get caught up in the chaos of it all at times, or you don't become so emotionally numb, you're just a robot with a penis out here getting charged up by how many bodies you can lay out. So you have to be a wise man during these times. And a lot of my talks are probably going to be about being a wise man, being an effective man, being a man who's still engaged with life but not consumed by it. That is one of the takeaways from this. So I wanted to share that. I wanted to do an intro into sexual politics. If you're on my Facebook page, let me know what you think. Maybe later down the road, I'll open up an email for comments and things like that. I'm still trying to fine-tune my speaking pattern and things like that. But I do thank you for your time. I really, really hope somebody got something out of this. And as we have this dialogue, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to learn a lot from you guys as well. Anyway, this has been Real Talk with AH3. And I will catch you guys on the next episode. Have a great day. Good night. Wonderful life. However you want. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.